Wallace and Gromit in...
Oh, if I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake, bake the cake.
While a bespectacled baker cheerfully kneads dough, behind him an unseen figure approaches through the bakery. Having picked up a rolling pin with an oven mitt, the figure removes the baker's hat, who turns around.
Oh, it's you! Eh? No!
The baker's face is slammed into the dough. A matter of loaf and death, a film by Nick Park. A headline, Baker Bob murdered, 12th baker found dead this year. Reading this, Gromit, the dog, swallows hard. He's wearing a baker's hat. It's 5 o'clock, but Wallace doesn't wake to the alarm. In the kitchen come automated bakery, Gromit punches a red button, activating a large rotating siren, which also fails, as does the huge clunking granary grinding equipment that dominates Wallace's bedroom. Gromit attaches a water balloon to a windmill sail. The terraced house has been converted into the Top Bun Bakery.
Lovely cheese.
The balloon drops through a skylight.
I could just wash it down. I was just coming, lad.
It hits Wallace. Gromit removes loaves from an oven using a forklift truck lever.
Come away, Gromit.
Wallace is tipped into his trousers.
With you in a jiffy.
The windmill's granary system clothes him, but now he's heading into a vat. Gromit nudges the flower chute, dumping Wallace into his baker's hat, then calmly loads the bread into a Top Bun van bearing a door-to-door delivery slogan.
Fill her up, lad.
The petrol pump switches to tea for Wallace's mug as they make their deliveries.
Ah, lovely cuppa, Gromit. But a slightly diesel-y aftertaste, perhaps. How's that breakfast coming on? Well done, lad. Very well done.
Toast.
Thanks, Chuck.
He flattens Gromit's hat.
Oh dear. Another baker. Battered with his own rolling pin. Huh, would you credit it? Still, looking on the bright side, I suppose it means more business for us, eh, Gromit? Hmm?
Gromit frowns and skids to a halt.
Roll, lad.
They speed through deliveries and even throw bread into customers' mailboxes.
Good day's work, lad. We're bang on.
A woman.
Target.
He's captivated by a blonde-haired cyclist.
I'm light as a feather, I'm the Baker Light Girl.
Gromit, did you see who that was? She's in trouble.
She's careering down a hill with her poodle in the front basket. Wallace speeds up alongside her.
Here, Gromit, take the wheel!
He passes Gromit the steering wheel front of him, while Wallace jumps from the van onto the front wheel of the woman's bike.
Don't fret, madam. Tea cakes, lad. The wholemeal fruit on me knees.
Gromit chucks two cakes between Wallace's knees. He clamps them onto the wheel as a makeshift braking system until smoke starts to billow.
I should have tried the granary rolls.
They enter a zoo.
Away!
And plunge into a crocodile pit. Wallace hooks his toes around the edge and catches the woman by her leg. Gromit bunges down on her hat cord to rescue her poodle from a crocodile's mouth, which he jams open with a baguette.
Oh, dear. Are you all right, miss? Madam?
Oh, I do apologise.
Oh, it's an honour to be of help.
I must get those brakes seen to. We're so grateful, oh, Miss Nuffles. Nuffles!
Oh, it was nothing. Oh, what a lovely little doggie.
My name's Paella. Paella Bakewell.
Oh, I know who you are, miss. Light as a feather, you're the Baker-like girl.
Oh, that's me.
I'm Wallace. I'm in bread myself.
Oh, really?
Gromit finds nothing wrong with the bike.
Are you still ballooning, miss?
I do beg your pardon.
Oh, no, no. No, I mean the Baker-like balloon. Do you still fly it?
Oh, I see. No, not anymore.
Well, back to the grind, as it were. Goodbye, Miss Bakewell.
Oh, I'd rather say au revoir.
Oui, madame. And bon appetit.
Bye.
At the bakery, he's from dough.
The Baker-like girl. Well, fancy that, Gromit. It's not every day you meet the girl of your dreams, is it?
She's slim in the picture.
Oh, well, this isn't going to put bread on the table, is it? Oh, hello.
We were just passing by, going for a walk, and Fluffles insisted on dropping in, hoping you would join us. Please say yes. She'd be so disappointed. Wouldn't you, Fluffy? Wouldn't you, Fluffy?
Her timid poodle tugs Wallace's apron.
Oh, well, if you insist. But I'm in me work things.
I like a man in uniform. Come on. Walkies!
Manage without me, won't you, lad?
Gromit sighs. Paella and Wallace are throwing breadcrumbs into a pond from a bench when their hands touch in the bag.
Oh, crumbs.
Bread rising in an oven. Gromit slaving away in the bakery when... Now he's serving tea and cakes.
Oh, Mr. Wallace, you are cheeky.
Oh, am I?
She touches Wallace's knee. Now Wallace punts her past a Venetian bridge, but it's a poster and they're actually on a barge in a grim industrial part of town. Gromit turns an oven from warm to hot. Wallace and Paella are engaged in a steamy tango. She towers over him and leads the dance. The oven switched to very hot. The courting couple shape dough at a potter's wheel. Wallace is sitting behind Paella, but unable to reach his arms around her rotund figure. Their noise keeps Gromit awake upstairs, and he pulls a pillow over his head. Bleary-eyed, Gromit wakes and stops his morning alarm. Having finished the morning's deliveries, he comes into the drive, yanks his baker's hat off, and is startled to see all his personal effects in a bin. Indoors, Paella's coat is on his hook, and he totters over gaudy high-heeled shoes and knocks into a floral vase.
Makes a change, doesn't it, my fudge cake? Gromit's gonna love this.
Well, I thought you could do with a woman's touch around the house. You naughty, slovenly boys.
What do you think, Gromit? You wouldn't know it was our place, would you, lad?
There are flowers everywhere. Seething, Gromit storms into his room, but that's had the Paella touch as well. A Let's Be Friends puppy poster and floral cushions. Gromit bins some of the flowers in anger. He hurriedly pops the roses back into their vase and opens his door to Fluffles. Quivering with fear, the poodle is returning Gromit's box of belongings from the rubbish. He goes to take it from her. She signals that he has her paw as well, so he shifts his grip back and she lets go. She sniggers at his puppy love vinyl record. He blushes and rolls his eyes.
Bubbles, where are you?
Same time tomorrow, my apple strudel.
Wallace throws his apron aside.
Oh, love is a many splendid thing, Gromit, but it doesn't half tire you out. I'm cream crackered. Oh, heck! Paella's purse. I must return it forthwith.
Wallace opens the door again.
Gromit?
Gromit's ears sag at the prospect of venturing out in the storm. Paella lives at 12 a pastry rise in an imposing townhouse. Hurrying onto the porch with her purse, Gromit shakes the deluge from his fur and goes to knock on the door. It creaks open and lightning briefly illuminates a grand hallway beyond. Gromit notices a warm slit of light under a side door and approaches. The front door slams behind him. Pausing briefly, he walks on. He's about to knock on the side door when a baker's shadow attracts his attention in an upstairs room. He glances to the door, then creeps upstairs to investigate. A long embroidered runner leads from the stairs, across the landing, into the dimly lit pink room. Gromit peers around the open door. A lightning flash makes him jump, and he's confronted with limbless wooden mannequins positioned in a semicircle around Paella's bed. They're wearing baker's hats and aprons, and have numbers where their faces should be. Gromit stops suddenly upon noticing the number 13 on a mannequin missing a baker's hat. His attention is then drawn to a pink quilted photo album, on the cover of which is a heart with an arrow through it. Placing the purse beside it, he opens the album and discovers numbered photos of Paella with bakers who've been crossed out with red pens. They correspond to the mannequins. Making the connection, Gromit flicks to 13. It's Wallace. Gromit staggers back, knocking into a mannequin. The others topple like dominoes. Downstairs, the side door opens, spilling light into the hallway. Gromit resets things as pink-slippered feet plod upstairs. When Paella flicks the lights on, her bedroom's in order.
Funny. I'm sure I heard something.
Fluffles sniffs.
Oh! There it is. It must have been there all along.
Her purse underneath the album.
Early night, Fluffles. Big day tomorrow. Our final baker is nicely buttered up.
Gromit spread-eagled out in the middle of a wagon wheel-style chandelier above the bed.
Good night, Fluffles. Sweet dreams.
The nervous little Fluffles settles down in her grimy old Meetabix box. Gromit's arms start to quiver as he looks down upon Paella snoring profusely in her pink quilted bed. Sometime later, Gromit's body starts to sag as he surrenders to sleep on the chandelier. He tumbles towards the sleeping Paella, but the fall wakes him from his nightmare. It's actually daytime and the bed's empty. Snatching the album from Paella's dresser, he tears home, bursts in through the front door and discovers Wallace making a brew in the sitting room. He taps his toothy, hairless master on the shoulder and shows him the album.
Oh, hello, stranger. Where have you been? Hey, wait, hold your horses. I've got something to tell you first, old pal. Haven't we, dearest?
Paella rises from the sofa.
Of course, my little cheesecake. Wallace and I are engaged to be married.
Flashing a ring.
Till death do us part.
Gromit glances at a sheepish-looking Fluffles in a doorway.
I think congratulations might be in order, lad.
Oh, I can see he's dying to give me a great big kiss.
As she plants one on Gromit's cheek, she pries the album from his grasp, then drops him and surreptitiously hurls it into the fire.
I know we're going to get on like a house on fire. One big, happy family.
An electronic surveillance for dogs book by B.A. Lert. Gromit dons studious spectacles, copious notes. He toils through the night in their end terrace windmill and come morning, plugs in his creation. Then notices a deathly silhouette at the door, but it's only Paella with an umbrella.
Hello, my vanilla slice.
Come in, my sponge cake.
Gromit's elaborate detector flashes red.
What's going on?
You'll have to forgive him, my petal. He's been a bit security conscious of late.
Well, you can't be too careful these days, can you?
Gromit finds a ladle.
What, with a serial killer on the loose?
Oh, yes.
Paella takes her casserole pot into the kitchen.
Now, how about a nice spot of cock-a-leaky soup?
Oh, smashing! I've got just the bread to go with it. Hey? What the... that dog?
Gromit locks the ladle with all the other household utensils in a shed.
Smells delicious.
Oh, I do hope you like it, my short crust. It's my own special recipe.
Gromit races in to taste test the soup.
What the... hey! What are you playing at, lads? This is getting ridiculous.
Oh, Wallace, he just wants a bit of attention, that's all. Now, my little poochie-woochie, let Auntie Paella sort you out.
Gromit's fearful as his Fluffles behind him, but Paella viciously bites her own arm.
Hey?
I was just trying to help and he bit me, Wallace.
Gromit!
How dare you bite my betrothed?
That's very impolite.
Don't be too hard on him, Wallace, please. Just a little punishment, that's all.
Gromit's muzzled and chained to the sink.
I'm surprised at you, Gromit. I really am.
Oh, Wallace, my sugar dumpling. Have you got a mo?
Oh. On my way, my cupcake. You'll not leave this kitchen till you've done every last one. I don't know. Taking a bite out of my lovely fiancé. It really is the limit.
Paella's lost her shoe.
I'm such a silly sausage. It just sort of fell off my foot.
Stay well back, my precious. Leave it to me.
Oh, you're so brave, Wallace. My minced pie.
Paella's about to push Wallace into the granary cogs and Gromit can't reach the key to his chains.
I got it!
A sack of flour on a rope knocked Paella down some stairs in the nick of time.
Are you all right, my flour? Oh, flour! Get it? Flour?
Get your hands off me! I hate flour, I hate bread, and I hate bakers in utter and complete fruitcake!
Oh. Well, that's a bit steep, isn't it, my sweet?
Fluffles, I want a word with you. Back home.
Gromit fears for the trembling poodle. Later, Wallace stares forlornly at the ring Paella threw back in his face. All her flowers are wilting around them as Gromit serves up some tea and cake.
Oh, thanks, old pal. I just don't get it. One minute they love bakers and the next minute they hate them. And I'm not a fruitcake, am I, lad?
Gromit stops stirring his tea and pats Wallace's shoulder.
I suppose you can't be everybody's cup of tea, can you?
They chink their cups. Paella's at the door.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, Wallace. So sorry. I don't know what came over me. Apart from the flour, of course.
Yes.
Let's forget about it. Here's a cake to celebrate. Oops. Must be my keys.
Celebrate?
Us. Getting back together again, you gooseberry fool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Of course. We could have that with our 4 o'clock tea. Won't you join us?
Oh, I would. But Fluffles isn't feeling too well. Why don't you two celebrate? Must fly!
Oh, roll on 4 o'clock, eh? This'll go down a treat.
Gromit walks and visits Paella's house. Climbing to a first floor window that's been left ajar, he scans her bedroom. Something's whimpering under a tartan rug in Fluffles' tatty box. He approaches the quivering lump with dread and removes the rug. It's a mechanical monkey playing cymbals, Grummet startled.
Gosh, you meddling mutt. So nice of you to come. Pity you'll miss your master's tea party. It'll go off with a bang.
The town clock shows he's only got a few minutes.
Ooh, I say. Get the kettle on, Grummet.
But Grummet's thrown into a storage room with Fluffles.
I'll deal with you two later.
Come on, lad. Ha, what's keeping you?
At last. My 13th. My baker's dozen.
She's about to crown the mannequin when a hot air balloon passes outside. The dogs are bored.
What?
She locked them in the Bakelite storeroom.
Curse that balloon. And curse that prevailing southwesterly. They'll be there in no time.
Wallace is trying to light the cake.
Oh, strike a light.
Grummet crashes through the front window on a rope from the balloon and throws a vase of water over Wallace and the suspiciously hissing candle.
Oh, there you are. I think these matches are a bit damp. Ah, yes. It's one of those joke candles, lad.
Unable to pinch the fuse out, Grummet heaves the cake outside.
Oi! Where are you going with that?
Wallace knocks Grummet.
Grummet, it's a bomb! The cake's a bomb! Wait a minute. You don't think Paella could be...
the serial killer? Well done, Wallace. Sharp as a brick. Now do exactly as I say, or Fluffles gets snuffled.
Fluffles bites Paella, and Grummet snatches the bomb away.
Cross me once too often, you treacherous little...
Get that thing away, lad!
Grummet goes to throw the bomb into the back garden, but there are ducks in the pond. Looking down from the front of the windmill, he sees two passing nuns with arms full of kittens and a Save the Kittens collection box. He makes a desperate dash towards a billboard outside, warning, Yorkshire border, keep out.
That's it, lad! You shall know!
A baker's paddle whacks him into a vase out the back window. Much to Paella's annoyance, she grimaces and turns to Wallace.
That has put a spanner in the works.
Taking a spanner.
But Paella, you're the Bakelite girl.
What? The Bakelite girl? I ate too much, you see.
Oh, really?
I couldn't ride the balloon anymore.
Oh, dear.
So they dropped me.
What a blow.
Me, a curse on bakers and their loathsome confections.
Grummet!
Huh?
A giant oven glove stops Paella clobbering Wallace. And another clobbers her into tubs of lard. At the far end of the granary, bathed in heroic sunlight, is the forklift truck.
Well done, lad.
Fluffles is at the controls. Paella wields chucks and snorts steam like an enraged bull.
Come to mummy, Fluffy Wuffy.
The forklift collides with Paella, whose strikes are blocked by Fluffles' deft lever movements.
Oh, and a girl! Go for the knockout!
Wallace is knocked through a wall onto a sail. The bomb's wedged in the opposite sail. As the battle continues, a doughy Grummet emerges from the vat. Wallace slips from his trousers through the skylight and onto his bed.
Yes!
A rolling pin sent flying and hits the windmill sail, dislodging the bomb, which drops onto Wallace's bed.
No!
Paella loses the other pin. And Wallace is sent down the flower chute. Grummet hauls himself into the granary just as Fluffles shifts the forklift into overdrive, forcing Paella towards a loading bay opening. Her heels scrape the floorboards until...
anyone seen the bomb?
The others stare at him.
What? What?
It's in his trousers.
Bon voyage, Wallace!
She leaps into her balloon.
Your buns are as good as toasted.
Wallace spots the hissing explosive.
Gromit! I've got a bomb in me pants! Help me, Gromit! Do something!
Gromit and Fluffles have an idea. She pulls a lever marked dough pressure while he stuffs the dispenser up Wallace's trouser leg.
It tickles!
Wallace rises up on a swelling mound of dough-filled trousers. The trousers judder. Wallace plugs his ears while Gromit and Fluffles take cover. Explosion tears through the windmill. Gromit covers Fluffles' eyes upon seeing Wallace's bottom framed by dough.
Oh, what a relief! Oh, evening, sisters!
I will be back to get you, Wallace! I will have my baker's dozen!
But Paella, the balloon won't hold you!
They can't just drop me! I'm as light as a feather! I'm the baker like
you! No!
She drifts down into the zoo's crocodile pit. Distressed, Fluffles throws herself into Gromit's paws.
Farewell, my angel cake. You'll always be my Bakelite girl.
As the empty balloon rises into a dusky sky, Wallace imagines a giving to him.
Huh. I think I need a cup of tea after all that. Can't you join me, you two?
Gromit studies Fluffles as she ponders her predicament. He takes her paw and gestures for them to follow Wallace. She considers for a moment and then politely removes it from his. Fluffles closes the garden gate. She casts a teary-eyed glance towards Gromit on the doorstep, hangs her head and then totters away. Gromit stirring his tea forlornly.
Oh, never mind, lad. We've both been through the mill this week, haven't we? But at least yours wasn't a bread-hating, baker-murdering serial killer, like mine. Tell you what, lad, let's go and deliver some bread, eh? That'll cheer us up.
Loaves, but as they race out of the garage... Fluffles is in the driveway with her back to them. She turns to Gromit, bats her big black lashes at him, and a tear rolls down her cheek. Gromit opens the van's door and gestures for her to climb in.
Hey! Always room for a small one.
She hops in between them, flicks through a drawer of records and, ignoring the hound of music, puts another vinyl album onto the player. All three of them inflate their squashed baker's hats, which poke through the sunroof as they drive to work in a golden sunset.
Concentrate.